the Premier League on OTB.
Rashford thinks it into Cavani! Edison Cavani wins it!
Exclusive Premier League live commentaries every Sunday. The very best expert analysis on your phone and for free. Download the OTB Sports app now.
Yeah, welcome back. It is Leona Maguire's world and we're just living in it at the moment. She has become the first European player to win their singles match on the final day of the Solheim Cup. She's beaten Jennifer Kupcho of the United States 5-4. So Europe now lead the United States by 10 points to 7. Just another 4. And it looks like they will come over the next few singles matches in Toledo. And Europe are going to be winning the Solheim Cup. A remarkable achievement for the Cavan golfer. Just a fantastic sweep golf for her, 4.5 points over the course of the tournament. Absolutely remarkable stuff. We'll keep you updated on that as best we can throughout the night, and I know Anne-Marie will have the results a little bit later on during our sports bulletins. But going back to yesterday's events at Croke Park, Meads have become the first team since 2004 that aren't called Cork or Dublin to become All-Ireland Senior Ladies Football Champions. They beat Dublin 111 to 12 points at Croke Park yesterday. We spoke to Vicky Wall and to Monica McGurk from the side a little bit earlier on in the show. You can catch that on the old GAA podcasts on the OTB Sports app. But to look in further depth at yesterday's final, I'm delighted to say we're joined on the line by the 11-time All-Ireland winner with Cork, Breed Sack. Breed, you're very welcome to the show.
Hi Richie, how are things?
I'm not too bad. It must be mad from a Cork point of view to see another name on the Roll of Honour.
Yeah, and I just think it's probably the best thing that could have happened ladies football in a long time. I suppose Cork and Dublin have been so dominant over the last 17 years, as you said yourself. Like, it was just a phenomenal advertisement for ladies football. And, you know, a first All-Ireland is just something so, so special. And I think there's absolutely no one in Ireland that could begrudge that Meath team and their emphatic win yesterday.
Yeah, both yourselves and Dublin have helped raise the standard of the game over the course of the last 15, 16 years and then even going back further than that. So it is quite remarkable to paint Meath as one of those sides, given the fact that they just won the Intermediate Championship 9 months ago. The journey they've been on under Eamon Murray has just been remarkable.
Yeah, absolutely unbelievable. And I suppose, like, you know, you look back to their journey, right? They have been in Croke Park in All-Ireland finals three times in the last 3 years. They lost twice in 2018 and 19, and they won in 2020. And then they made the leap, I suppose, to senior. But, like, they are not, I suppose, afraid of the big stage. They're not afraid of the big day. And I suppose even having experienced, you know, that build up into I suppose their first year up senior definitely stood to them and obviously stood to them. And I suppose many of us maybe didn't see it coming, but you know, I suppose we didn't see it coming because of what we had seen in the semi-final, I suppose, versus Cork. They put up 7 points, I suppose, in 58 minutes. Whereas we were looking at Dublin, who were, you know, going kind of what we thought was at like maybe gear four and winning by 5 points, you know, against Mayo in their semi-final. And what they produced yesterday, I don't think anyone could have envisioned what was on display. They just came out with such intent and such bravery from the start, and they clearly learned so much from that first, or from the semi-final versus Cork. They played Cork in the group stages, they adapted, and they played them, I suppose, in the semi-final and adapted as the game went on. And Cork gave them a lifeline and they took it with both hands. And they learned so much, I think, about maybe they set back a little bit too much in the first half of that Cork game, obviously down to maybe a small little bit of nerves. You're playing a team that had maybe been there for the last couple of years. So, you know, you didn't want to kind of leave yourself wide open too early. But by God, they changed their mindset coming into Dublin.
Yeah.
It was just incredible.
Like, that's one of the most impressive things, I guess, about what they've done during the course of this All-Ireland series, is that none of the three games that they played in the knockout stage, be it Armagh, yeah, be it against Cork then in the semis or yesterday, I don't think they played the same game twice, which is, no, you know, that, yeah, that shows how great that squad have become in terms of adapting to their surroundings and the team that's
definitely
in front of them.
Yeah, definitely. And a massive hat tip to Eamon Murray as well. Like, you know, he definitely sizes up his opponents and is a very shrewd tactician. And like you say, there were three completely different games. And just the statement of intent, the conditioning, I think, that was on show as well yesterday, it was absolutely phenomenal. And Dublin were just completely stifled by them and just completely blown away. They had no answer. And you were kind of thinking that Dublin's purple patch had to come and it was going to come. But you know, they never ever got going. And I suppose the biggest turning point was we were expecting that third quarter, especially after halftime. You were saying, geez, Dublin really welcomed the halftime break because they never got to the pitch of it. And you were expecting them to come out in that third quarter and just do what they do, and I suppose blitz and get into it more. But they only scored 2 points during that third quarter. And it's just a massive testament to the work that Meath did. And they backed themselves 100% from start to finish.
They managed to play two games at once yesterday, Meath, from the outside looking in. And usually when you see top level teams, is they manage to do one thing or the other. They manage to either play a kind of a blanket defence and keep the scoreboard ticking over as best they can, or they can play an all out attack and really blitz teams. They seem to manage the two things at once yesterday. When they seem to be able to stifle Dublin, who are one of the most potent attacks in the country, and then offer their own attacks going forward, whereby the legs and the speed and the pace and the sheer durability of them manage to get them over the line, which is just brilliant.
Yeah, 100%. And like, I think I saw a quote there today, like, you know, where focus goes, energy flows. And I just thought it just summed up Meath's performance yesterday. I suppose from the very back, they just backed themselves so much. They focused on their own game and they focused on each other and understanding each other and playing for each other. And from the very back, you know, Monica McQuirk was just absolutely outstanding yesterday. And, you know, it's no wonder why she was an all-star 2 years ago. She was just coolness personified. And like, that gives the backs so much courage and so much confidence to do what they had to do in taking the ball so far forward and creating such a massive overlap. So, you know, it just started from the back. And to have such finishers like they did in Emma Duggan and in Vicky Wall, I thought Niamh O'Sullivan was absolutely outstanding yesterday. Emma Troy couldn't come up the field scoring 2 points. They didn't rely on any one player. And as I said, there was just massive trust all the way across that team.
Yeah. How much, and from experience, I guess, from yourself, from your own point of view, that first point from Stacey Grimes, which came from Vicky Ball winning the ball from the throw-in, how important is it to set the tone like that in the final?
Huge. And like, when she won the throw-in, my God, it was route one. And there was nothing deterring her from taking it on. And I suppose before coming into this game, you know, we questioned, would Meath be physical enough for Dublin? You know, we were expecting Dublin to be this really, really physical outfit that, you know, might blitz Meath in physicality stakes. My God, like, they just did not hold back from them. They went route one. Vicky Wall straight down the centre, drew the free. Jennifer Dunn came from behind her, drew the free, and like, got Meath off to a great start. And straight away, they put the pressure on. Straight away, the intent was there. And they did it time and time again. And afterwards, even listening to Emma Duggan afterwards speaking about how, you know, they thought that maybe the Dublin kickout hadn't been tested enough this year. They went at it from the first couple of seconds in that game.
Yeah, and it's one thing to go after it from the first few seconds and to try and stifle their goal kicks, but it's quite another to actually keep at that and realise, because the opposition are going to twig that that's what you're doing and they're going to have to adapt it themselves. But to keep the pressure on for the full hour, it's just like, when you're talking about a team that won an intermediate championship a year ago or less than a year ago, to be able to do that in a final with no fear, with no sense of trepidation, with no sense that they're being overawed by the occasion, I mean, you have to tip your hat to them.
Yeah, and I suppose like, there's nothing greater than an underdog tag, and no one had given them too much of a chance. Obviously the massive belief and self-belief in their own group, and massive trust that the management have put the right tactics in place and everything, but just phenomenal from start to finish. Couldn't really get over it, like, you know.
You mentioned it was like one of the best finals that you'd seen, and, you know, as we mentioned at the top of the thing, by God, you played in a fair few of them yourself.
Yeah, definitely was. But I just think, like, you know, football is ever evolving, and we're seeing that, you know, across all codes. But like, the conditioning, I actually just could not get over the conditioning, the skill set that was on show yesterday. For the amount of scorers that they had across the board, there was some remarkable kicking from very, very acute angles. Just even the composure on the ball, like, we saw plenty of times Emma Duggan winning, you know, coming out far out past, I suppose, her forward line, winning ball, just the composure to hold onto ball even though, you know, she was being tackled, and wait for the run. And, you know, there was a fantastic example of it, you know, and it was Emma Duggan holding up the ball, passing into Niamh O'Sullivan when she made a super run. Niamh O'Sullivan passing out, I think it was, to Orla Byrne, and a phenomenal pass across to no one better but Emma Troy coming up from cornerback. And just like, that was the most, I suppose, the most unbelievable team score. And like, scores like that give teams energy. Every time Vicky Waugh got on the ball, the crowd just roared. Emma Duggan getting on the ball, the crowd roared. Anytime a Meath player carried ball, it was as good as a score. And it was just, it was really infectious yesterday. And I just couldn't get over the atmosphere that was there. And I suppose when I think back to our first All-Ireland, you know, it was 2005. You know, the supporters were allowed out onto the field afterwards, and it was just the most unbelievable scenes. And you're hugging everyone. You don't even know who half them are, but you're just absolutely hugging everyone. And I was just looking down at that Meath team going, by God, how wonderful it could have been, you know, to have all the supporters on the field with them, because they definitely outnumbered the Dublin supporters hugely in noise and number.
Yeah, that kind of plays into the fact that it's a new name at the table. You know, the fact that it has been a Dublin and Cork rivalry for so long, to have Meath now thrown into the mix, to have them, hopefully, given the age profile of their squad, be able to continue on for the next few years, and if not win All-Irelands, then definitely be in the conversation, as other counties have been, like the likes of a Mayo, say, over the past few years as well. Because you kind of need that talent pool to broaden, to, I guess, increase the profile of the game, to have more sides invested in the latter stages of the competition.
Yeah, hugely. And, you know, you spoke about the age profile. I think their age profile is an average age of 23, which is, you know, a real statement of intent in that, like, you know, are we going to be looking at this Meath team for many years to come? And, you know, how exciting that is. And I suppose even the brand of football that they played, it probably went back to the intermediate final last year, where, you know, they conceded 4 goals against Westmeath. Westmeath, who won the intermediate final yesterday, but last year they conceded 4 goals. So, you know, if you were after winning Intermediate All-Ireland and you're going up to senior and you're after conceding 4 goals in a senior final, like, they brought on a defensive coach, and, you know, clearly they changed tack from the second they got into senior championship, and they worked on that system, something they obviously had worked on for years and had been a cohesive unit for years, but took it to that next step, you know, this year with a defensive coach and Eamon Murray's tactics. And it's just so exciting for ladies football. And I think it's a real, you know, I suppose it's a real intent of what can be done if you have the right procedures in place and right systems in place. I think there wasn't a ladies footballer across Ireland that nearly didn't want to throw on a pair of boots after that game yesterday. You know, like, it was just so exciting, and definitely like they were infectious, and I think it's going to breathe new life into the championships going forward.
Yeah, and it changes the profile of it, because the ladies final to some degree was painted as its own thing, and it was, you know, just something that was pitched just towards women in terms of it being a spectator sport. But you look around the crowd yesterday at Croke Park, there's lots of, you know, be it the fact that we haven't been able to attend matches or whatever, but there's loads of men dotted around who are interested in it. This is going to raise the profile of the game from a public's perspective over the next while as well, and build the interest. And you mentioned there, like, the professional setups almost that these teams now have. We're talking about, you know, fitness coaches, defensive coaches, and the different kind of setups that they all have in terms of their coaching teams. This is a different beast to what it was 20 years ago, and needs to be, you know, given the love and the investment that has been thrown towards other sports.
Yeah, massively does. And I suppose, yeah, like, you know, in the build up to this final, we were saying, you know, that maybe county boards need to maybe ask themselves a few hard questions, and you would hope, you know, that something like this and a final like this would make, you know, all county boards really, you know, take stock of what's going on in their counties at the moment and say, right, this is what was done. Let's get this in place. Let's give our girls every chance that we can to raise the bar. And, you know, it's such a fabulous time to be a young person playing sport in Ireland. And you just wish you were 10 years younger going at it all over again.
Does it give you any impetus to kind of maybe decide that you want to pick up the phone and go back or anything like that? Or?
No, I'm happy out now playing club football. But like, I still love football so much. But like, I think, you know, even yesterday, I met loads of Meath players, you know, that I would have played against for many years. You know, I met Jackie Shields, I met George Doherty, like phenomenal footballers. I was on the, I was sending a message to Granny Nulty. Like, these players, you know, were brilliant for Meath back in the day. Never probably got to the pitch of what this Meath team have done. And, you know, it was lovely for Sean Ennis and her speech to you know, recognise all the brilliant Meath players that had gone before them. And, you know, they were so, so proud of what was done. But, you know, it was just a brilliant, I suppose, way to bring the old and the new together and to get everyone kind of on the same wavelength to just drive ladies football forward and make it a big spectacle.
We have to mention a word for Dublin. We played a bit of Mick Bowen earlier on in the show, and he was incredibly emotional, as you might imagine, after that defeat. He mentioned that for about half a dozen of that team now, it could be the end of the line. This is a huge line in the sand in terms of Dublin football and where perhaps they could go next.
Yeah, and I suppose we kind of mentioned that as well in the build up to the game, especially that a lot of those stalwarts were carrying a few knocks. I think that was really, really significant in the outcome of yesterday's game. A lot of their bigger players were nullified, whereas, you know, Meath just had a cohesive team performance. And yeah, like I suppose, given the age profile, given how long they're on the road, given, I suppose, like not even kind of the physical kind of demands that it has taken on this team, but like, you know, mentally they went through massive heartbreak, got the ball back rolling, raised the standard of football in Dublin, you know, probably put a ball in, I don't know how many young girls' hands in Dublin again, you know, making it so fun and so exciting to be part of something. And, you know, they've raised the standard big time, not just in Dublin, but in ladies football. And I suppose really went to show what kind of mental toughness they had in the earlier years after, you know, getting beaten by us in Cork. And like, I suppose what really came across yesterday was just how humble they were and how gracious they were in defeat as well. Like, these girls have been on the road a long time. They have done wonders for the sport of ladies football. They're role models, you know, throughout Dublin and throughout Ireland. And, you know, they will forever be four-time All-Ireland champions, and no one can take that away from them.
Absolutely, absolutely. A remarkable team, a remarkable run that they've been on over the course of the last decade. Because you have to paint it as that. There's three finals before that as well, you know.
That's
And
yeah.
They didn't get to the three finals out of nowhere either. The work was done prior to that too. So it's just been an incredible run by that Dublin team. Before we let you go, Bridge, I have to touch on yourself, because we found out a week or so ago that you were heading back down to Sydney. No trepidation about heading back. You're all gung ho to go back to playing some AFL.
Yeah, I suppose. You know, I thankfully got offered a second year contract, and you know, I nearly bit his hand off at it, because I suppose went over last year with probably a bit of a burden on myself, thinking, you know, I had to really make a great go of this, like, you know, and that maybe there was that expectation to make a good go of it. And I suppose when it didn't pan out, you know, I suppose it was fairly deflating. But you know, I suppose you know, you're going to have failures in life, and you have to kind of park them and move on from them and learn from them. And I'm really, really excited about going over this year, and I think I probably have a different mindset going over this year as well, just to go over and enjoy it and take it you know, at its face value, and just, I suppose, hopefully get as much game time as I can. And you know, as I said, just enjoy it. And what a wonderful experience to be given this opportunity with my family, you know. So just enjoy it, definitely.
Yeah, I think after last year, you definitely have earned the right to enjoy it this time around. We wish you the very best of luck with your return to Sydney. Thank you so much for joining us this evening, Bridge Sack.
Perfect. No matter. Thanks, Richie.
Cheers, Bridge. That's Bridge Sack, 11-time All-Ireland winner. Still to come, Dan McDonald on The Football Show. And Leona Maguire, as you mentioned, a 5-4 victor in the Solheim Cup.